This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here.
That's a talent.
20 minutes away. It's a wild.
Dude, this is
such a wild line.
It's a hell of a damn song, though.
Well, you're as wild as who?
Yeah.
Go ahead. In 2000 what?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's pretty wild. All right. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes from now, we're going to open up the phone lines and answer as many of your questions as we possibly can. 404-726-0929, the AMA, every single day to wrap up the show. We'll get into a quarterback free agency conversation in just a minute as well. All right. I will say this, just before we jump into it, and obviously whatever you're going to jump into there. We can say, and this is an optimistic thing to say, this is not regarding the Falcons. Now, Falcons have one of these guys who's going to be on another team, but the Falcons, for the first time, we've been doing this for a long time. This is the first time in 3 years where we're going to go into a year, combine, draft, all that. We know who the quarterback is.
Yes.
Because last year, we didn't know they were going to sign Kirk Cousins.
No, we did not.
And the year before that, maybe there was going to – I guess Desmond Ritter was the guy. And the year before – you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is – we know.
But,
so
well, we
everything
knew,
else kinda, going
we,
on.
We knew Matt Ryan was going to be the quarterback until
but
we
that's
didn't.
A while ago.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like 3 years ago
but
or whatever
gonna
it was.
But who's going to be the backup?
Don't know. Don't know who's going to be the backup, but I feel I'm happier about that than about not knowing who the starter's going to be. You know what I mean?
Like, I remember one year we were talking about who the hell the swing tackle was. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I
don't have to worry about that crap anymore.
Well, no, but we didn't really have to worry about that crap then either.
I mean, they're pretty stacked everywhere else. Now we got to worry about this third tackle, the swing tackle.
Wow. Well, I remember there was a couple, and look, I mean, it's true. I don't think either one of us have ever come on here and said something we didn't believe in or wasn't true.
Right.
But sometimes the conversations, as the summer drags on, get a little thin. You know what I mean? And when it's like, you know, it's good to not have competition going into camp, which is true.
Which is true.
But then it's all, well, all right, let's talk about the actual guys, though, that are going to be starting and not competing with anyone else at those spots.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that.
No,
I just want to say it's good when they know
don't want to do that.
Who's going to be starting.
You know who the quarterback is.
You know who the quarterback is.
The starting quarterback
his name is Michael Penix Jr.
He has
a rocket on his left shoulder.
He was at the match at United.
Oh, yeah.
I
saw
a
picture of
that. Big screen, everything
that's
like
awesome.
That. Mike's outside, as they say. Mike's outside.
Hell yeah. Why didn't he hammer the thing in?
Hasn't he done it?
I don't know.
I mean, I
don't think he has.
I don't think he has. Why the hell did he do it?
I don't know.
Damn quarterback.
No, I had to have the guy from Stranger Things do it.
And as the guy who's supposed to be on vacation text, Stranger Things was filmed in Georgia.
I know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Everything's filmed in Georgia.
I don't know that. I saw we were watching a movie the other day, and it was a car chase scene, and it went over, and you could pan, and you see Mercedes-Benz right over here in the bridge. A lot of car scenes are over right over here.
We were watching some bad kids movie. I don't know what it was. Something that Lily wanted to watch, and Colony Square was in it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that's where I work.
Yeah, everything's in. Everything got a new show, though. I watched it this weekend, The Pit. Yes.
Okay.
It is on it. It is very, very good.
What is it?
It's on HBO Max, or show whatever the Max is, and it's basically about a – emergency room type situation in Pittsburgh. It's really good. It's really, really good. 8 episodes so far and pretty good.
You guys watch White Lotus?
I can't get it. I can't get past the first 2 episodes because Carl asked me about it like last week because him and Michelle are watching it. He asked me about it last week. I can't get past the second episode.
We watched the first 2 seasons of it. I know it came back this weekend. We were going to watch it on Saturday, but we just went to bed.
Right.
Classic old people. But, you know, it'd be better. Let's just go to sleep. We'll feel better in the morning.
But we did. That's the one thing about it. I was sitting there like, damn, do I want to go to bed? Or I want to sit up and just watch this because, I was just got caught up in it. Usually on Sundays, because I'm up so I can't sleep in on Sundays. I'm usually up. That's when I start watching everything. But yeah, The Pit is pretty damn good.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Check it out. We'll hopefully get into White Lotus this week. What did we finish? We finished the one with Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow that's on Netflix. It was pretty good. I don't know. It's kind of a happy ending.
You know, I don't be knowing names.
Yeah, you know who Ray Romano is. Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay, he in a movie?
Yeah, it was a TV show. It was like a series. It was like a little mystery kind of thing. They were trying to sell their house.
And then I watched this right here.
Pretty good.
The Gorge on Apple TV. You know, I'm not big into zombies and sci-fi. I didn't know what to expect. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, there you go. Awesome. There's some recommendations.
Yes, awesome. Tale of two halves of that movie.
It was. It was, but it was awesome.
Start, good finish. Good start, bad finish.
I loved it, start to finish. Great movie.
It wasn't that it was bad. They were just like two very different stories.
Oh, yeah. It was cool at first, and you wonder, like, why the hell are y'all on this whatever. And then out the middle of nowhere, damn, it started looking like World War Z. So climbing up the damn wall. But it was good.
All right. Very good. So as we launch into this conversation, again, reiterating, we can confidently be saying and happy about saying the Falcons are not a part of this because they know who their quarterback is.
Yes.
So take that, other teams that don't have a quarterback. Hopefully that results in snapping the playoff drought. Do you want to do what team should do what or what quarterback should go where?
I don't like doing what quarterback needs to go where.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, not big on that.
Okay.
And because you just don't know.
I know, but you could diagnose it.
Like, when I look at...
I think Jameis needs to go back to New Orleans, personally.
I would love Jameis to go back.
That's what I think should happen.
I think Jameis should come here.
Jameis wants to be a starter, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jameis wants to be a starter. Jameis is not going to be a starter.
He might be a starter in New Orleans if they move on from Carr.
The thing with it is because New Orleans is going to have to be really, really bad before it's really, really good.
Yeah. They're not trying to win.
Hold on, Abe. They got to figure out how to get all that muck out of here, you know?
Well, and they could be bad on purpose. Yes. And he's probably too good to be bad on purpose.
Exactly. Jameis might
You want to have Spencer Rattler playing quarterback. Yeah, if you're trying to lose games.
Yeah, they're trying to be bad. And if, unlike Atlanta, who's trying to do something with whatever salary cap relief they can get, New Orleans might just take, if they're getting rid of Carr, they
might just eat it all.
1 year, take the hit.
That's what I would do.
Yes. You can't then pay Jameis $14 million when you have Rattler and Haener.
Plus, also, he'll win you a couple games on accident just by throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, so, winning games.
So, Jameis come here be the backup? Yeah, why not?
I would absolutely love that.
Why not?
That.
Yeah, exactly.
How much is that going to cost
Jameis,
you, though?
They just gave $6 million to Andy Dalton up in Charlotte.
Okay.
So, I think Jameis somewhere in there.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, Jameis not getting $10 million.
Okay, great.
No.
That'd be wonderful.
Jameis somewhere in that
area. If we could get Jameis Winston just here, just so we can talk to him. Just to have Jameis Winston around.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No, the only backup quarterback in the league that has a weekly show.
Because we said we would take Jameis weekly.
Well, dude.
Yes.
I would take Jameis daily. Yeah. Like, we just put him on at 1:20 every day.
Because I bet, like,
let him do the AMA with us every day.
Or that, or like, what did Jameis eat for breakfast? Dude, well, God told me that, you know, Jameis would get there. The eggs are the protein of the day.
And that's all we need. We don't even need any football stuff. Just let us know what you had for breakfast and why you had it.
Yes.
But that'd be fine. I'll take him here. That'd be awesome.
And then you look at Justin Fields. Like, when do you just know?
Not yet.
You know what I'm saying?
I need him to be a starter for one more season.
One more season of Justin Fields. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I don't know if I'm going to get that. I don't know where I'm going to get it.
I don't know where I'll go. But that's my thing with Justin is because he's still so young.
He was 4-2 last year as a starter.
And so I still, like, unless you can get a Stafford, I think you bring him back if you're Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get Stafford or somebody, I think you bring him back.
Okay.
But like, that's my only thing. That's my only thing with Justin is when is it? That time. Derek
I think one more 17-game season.
Yeah.
And if he plays great, you know, which I don't know, probably won't, but maybe he will, then maybe, you know, on that side of it. You know what I mean? Maybe
I know exactly.
It doesn't have to be when do you know that he's not that guy. Right. Maybe he shows you that he is.
Yeah, what's another one I heard? Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to have to wait and sit. He's going to have to sit and wait.
Here's what I think is going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I agree with that. I don't think anybody's going to want him other than bad situations. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to go to a bad situation.
I don't think he does either.
If Stafford gets traded, maybe there's a possibility
there. That's the only place.
But even if I'm them, I don't know, man. Like, I'm too good of an organization to be dabbling in those waters. Yeah. That man's nuts.
But that's the thing about it.
But here's what I think what happens is, I don't think he goes anywhere and then just is annoying for the next couple of years about, like, oh, maybe I'll go here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He would love the attention of being is he going to sign somewhere quarterback?
Yeah.
He would love that. Yeah. And I think that's what
and
it's
going to
be.
And then, like, Russell to me just seems Vegas. To me, it just seems Vegas.
Could be.
Vegas. I'm trying.
Him and Pete reunion?
Yeah, it just to me, it seems Vegas.
You were telling me they figured it out?
Yeah, they said after the whole situation.
Russell tried to get Pete fired.
You know, and Pete won the battle, so did Pete, like,
so
basically
Pete got,
like,
him traded.
Got him traded. Huh. And so does that go down like that? Obviously, Sam Darnold, to me, if I'm Minnesota, I franchise him and let somebody give me something for him. If not, he can play on the franchise. I'm not giving him a long-term extension at all. And do you move on and try to go get him? And we kind of already know Kirk. I see Kirk. It seems like it's Cleveland or nowhere else. But it's, I won't say nowhere else, but to me it seems like it's Cleveland.
The one I saw, too, for him was the Raiders also. Just if the other ones don't work out.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they take a shot on him. That'd be kind of ironic.
Really?
Given that that's where it ended.
Right.
Here in a game where they won.
Right.
Where he played so bad they couldn't. Whatever right. anymore. If he went there and did it, I don't know. I mean, that's such a weird situation anyway, because they're not good, no. obviously. I mean, Pete Carroll, I think, probably is going to be able to get it figured out in a couple years, but yeah. it's going to take a couple
years.
But I
think
years.
That's the big, I think that's why they signed him. I don't think they view Pete as a long term answer coach.
Yeah, I don't
think
know.
They look
probably
at
not. He's pretty old.
They look at Pete as kind of like steadying it. You know uh-huh. what I mean? Get some of that dumbassness out of there.
Yeah, but then the other thing, too, is like, all right, so whatever quarterback it is that goes there, whether it's Darnold or who'd you say, Russell Wilson, yeah. Kirk Cousins, whatever, like, it's Chip Kelly's offense.
Yes.
Like, that's, I mean,
a different offense.
Hadn't been great in the NFL.
It has not.
I mean, it was great for four games at the end of the season last year at Ohio State.
When I got a great player.
Yeah.
Let me get him the damn ball.
Bunch of great players.
Yeah, let me get
I've seen Emeka Ibuka as the number one receiver
on
some people's scouting boards
because
now,
I think
too.
The biggest thing, and the number one receiver all offseason has been the kid out of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a big
McMillan.
Kid.
Yep.
And they look at it as, you know, he's great at contested balls, but the NFL is much more than contested balls. Mm-hmm. But they kind of said the same thing about Drake London.
And Drake London's awesome.
And Drake London's awesome. They said the same thing about Drake. He's a contested ball guy and everything. And then you watch how this dude gets in and out of breaks
yep.
to be so big the way he does. He's able to play inside the slot. I still believe that's where they want. Wanted Kyle Pitts to be in the offense. It just seems like he can't do it. But yeah, I mean, the receiver position, you know, it's always one of those things where I think. And I didn't think about this maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I think it's the quickest position to play in the NFL.
It looks, yeah, it has been the last handful of years.
It's just been the easiest position to come in.
There's also just so much talent coming out.
Yes.
Like every year there's yes. 4 or 5 first rounders. And by and large, there's a couple. Like it took, what's the guy's name in with the Chargers? Quentin Johnston took him a minute, but he kind of had better year last year.
He still got too many damn drops.
Yeah, a lot of these guys have come in, hit the ground running, and just been really good.
Yes.
Like productive wide receivers, like immediately. So yeah, it's a good position to draft at right now.
Yeah, are there any? But I think that. But when you look at the quarterback, I mean, they got two first round. I think that Jackson Dart's going to get in there in the first round.
Yeah,
but
late.
But like, our team's holding out. Like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're Tennessee, do you going to go all in for one this year or do you want to wait next year? Because you're going to be bad anyways.
Or you do the same thing you did with who's the guy they're just going to move on from now and draft like first pick in the second round?
Levis.
Yeah, because Levis was an early second rounder, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do that again?
No. You let him be, or you go find one of these dudes to be your quarterback.
I'm just saying, though. Like, you could do that. But with Levis, there's a reason why he fell where he fell.
Yes.
Because everyone's like, oh, he's not the guy.
He's not the guy.
They're like, we'll take him in the second round. Then maybe he'll be the guy.
No.
If he was the guy, somebody would have took him in the first round.
Thank you.
He's not. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.